Good evening, everyone. It is 6 p.m., so I'm going to call this City Council meeting to order. It is September 14th, and if you will all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance with me. Hey, Glenn. How you doing?
All right, get my business done.
Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Thank you. We will do roll. And as I recall, going back over my notes, Councilwoman Kesty requested that she be excused for this meeting. So we have her excused, and I'll just go down the line. So, Councilman Owen?
Yeah.
Thank you. I just need you to say it for the record is all. Councilman McGoffin?
Present.
Thank you. Councilwoman Diamond?
Present.
Thank you. Councilman Burns?
Present.
Councilman Allen?
Present.
Thank you. Councilman Lavaca?
Present.
Thank you. Okay. I'm looking for an approval of the agenda, but before we do, we would like to pull item, it's the first unfinished business. It's item 2022 comp plan off your agenda tonight. There's some housekeeping items that we need to take care of before we present it to you. So whoever makes the approval, if you could include that, pulling the comp item, off the agenda would be great. Boy, that was really clear, wasn't it? Off the docket.
Madam Mayor, I approve the agenda with removing item one of the unfinished business.
All right, thank you.
Second.
Thank you. All right, so we had a motion by Councilman Lavaca, seconded by Councilman Owen, with stipulating that the 2022 Comprehensive Plan Docket Amendment will be pulled from this particular agenda, and it'll come back to you on the 28th. Any discussion or questions or concerns? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign? Thank you. Looking for a motion for the consent agenda, items 1 through 3.
I'll make that motion, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you. So I have a motion by Councilman Burns, seconded by Councilman McGoffin. Any questions or comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All right. Any opposed? Motion carries. There is no special guest tonight, so we will move right into the City Administrator's Report.
No report this evening, Mayor.
All right, thank you. Going down the line then, Councilman Owen, any?
I have nothing, Madam Mayor.
All right, Councilman McGoffin?
Just one item this evening. There's a big construction project starting in Ward 1, so if you're going down FNS, the new development is starting to go in, so just be mindful of new trucks and traffic.
All right, thank you. Councilwoman Diamond?
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Burns?
Nothing tonight, Madam Mayor.
All right, thank you. Councilman Allen.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, I'd like to give two call-outs to Serena in your office and Jeff Moody out at the cemetery for making really some nice humane gestures towards myself and my cousin.
Oh, very nice. Thank you for sharing that. All right, thank you. And Councilman Lavaca?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. There was just two things, maybe three. There was somebody had mentioned over at Hell's where we have the burger stand, which is really awesome. The traffic that goes up to line that up can be pretty intense sometimes, especially during festivals. And they were wondering if there's anything the city can do or does to help inform them that that people can't just block traffic as they're waiting to get served. I said I'll bring it up and mention it. The thing is that with the businesses, I have been going out and started to get with them, but yes, last week around Monday, I wasn't feeling good, so I decided just to hold back, and not go forward with that. So, but I have gotten some good feedback, some good information. I'll get with Brendan and relay that to you, and then we'll see.
Yeah,
about
I saw the email. It was very good. I appreciate the fact that you guys went out and made those connections, but are you asking a question of the chief or regarding?
If the chief, yeah. Do you know anything about that, or have you heard? Has anybody complained about that before?
I think I've just seen the email you got before. Yes, we have had some of those complaints before. Can't recall when, but a while ago. Yeah, it does back up there. And I know the employees from Howell's Drive-In, I've been in there, and they've along the side of the road sidewalk, I know they've come to the passenger side. I haven't seen them from the driver's side.
I'm not sure. It does seem like it does block the road. I haven't been personally impeded by it, but I did mention that I would mention if we were blocking the road, probably not a great idea.
Yeah, your lunchtime hours, probably busy, right? I would say best bet is to talk to them, and they'll probably resolve it.
All right. Thank you. Anything else? Anything else?
I can make a request. Yes, I can contact them.
Sorry, turn that off. I can stop by and speak and just chat with the owner and see if there's anything we can do to spearhead that. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks. But yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I just have a couple things. So at our 911 board meeting today, something was brought up that I know that they would like information disseminated. Maybe you can actually share this with your constituents at any point if you talk to them. But there are times that people dial 911 by mistake, and when they do that, they hang up. Well, the 911 staff does have to call them back. So they would prefer that if you call 911 by mistake, hang on the line so that when they answer, you can say, I dialed by mistake. They'd appreciate that. It would expedite time and it'd make it easier on an already overworked staff there. So the other thing that I want to bring up is the Skagit County, we're preparing for a possible temporary solid waste facility closure, and this is due to the railroad strike that may be looming. Margot Gillespie, who is our solid waste division manager, said that we've been experiencing a lot of disruptions on the rail service and container shortages since January of 2022, and I think we're all aware of this. Skagit County is working with neighboring cities and with the railroad itself to try to resolve this issue, just to make you aware. And there is a possible nationwide strike that could affect more than 100,000 railway workers. So just something else that will probably create more shortages, but maybe you've already heard this on the news, but if you have not, just to be aware, it's something that I think we're going to have to deal with, not just as a community, but also as a county and a nation. All right, moving on. We will go on to, let's see here. Oh, there was a proclamation. Let me read the proclamation, and we'll move on to our business. So this is a proclamation of the City of Sejawooli on September 14th, 2022. Puget Sound Starts Here Month in Sejawooli, Washington. Whereas we resolve to protect Puget Sound and its tributaries, which are a source of our community's well-being, health, economy, and quality of life, and whereas we acknowledge that we are on land of the Coast Salish, and we are stewards of this land for time immemorial, whereas the health of Puget Sound is declining, the creatures, the plants, great and small, from our bull kelp forests and salmon to our orcas, shellfish, and creatures are at risk from the human impacts of stormwater runoff, loss of natural habitats, and the changing climate. And whereas all have the power to protect our Puget Sound treasure, work together to discover and take clean water actions through the Puget Sound Starts Here campaign. And whereas in the month of September, the City of Sejawooli will join with other governing bodies, organizations, community groups to strengthen the stewardship of our shared watershed and encourage all to take action and improve the health of Puget Sound. I now, therefore, Julia Johnson, Mayor of Sejawooli, do hereby proclaim the month of September 2022, Puget Sound Starts Here Month in Sejawooli. I urge residents to support clean water and healthy habitat by joining me in the special observance and discover how to make a difference as part of the solution. This is dated September 14th, 2022. And I thank Puget Sound Energy for sending this to us and making us aware of this. And I know that you're all very conscientious of our environment and want to see it taken care of. So that is the proclamation for this month. Moving on to public comment. Do we have anybody on the line for public comment? It is 6:10. If we do, please give your name, your address, and try to keep it to 3 minutes. I don't know. Bill, is there anybody there on the line that maybe I'm not seeing on my screen?
No one is that I see.
All right. Thank you. All right. Here in the chamber, is there anybody who would like to make public comment? Name, address, and keep it to 3 minutes. Thank you.
My name is Philip Murray. I live at 101 West Woodworth. You folks are going to go into the office over there and have an executive session to buy some...
The microphone's not on.
Not my deal. You're going to go in there and have an executive session to buy property. Well, nobody knows what this property is, so I'm telling you, don't buy it. You did this once, and you came out and you bought the Iron Skillet property. You would have had hundreds and hundreds of people saying don't do that if they had known about it. It needs to be open to all the people what you're buying. It's just ridiculous. You can just do it, and then what's the consequences? What happens to the neighboring people and stuff? You need to redo that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anybody else? All right. Seeing none, it is 6:11, and I'll close public comment. We will move right into unfinished business. Item 1 has been pulled from the agenda. So item 2, the City Council strategic goals. And Mr. Bush, I believe this is yours.
Thank you, Mayor Johnson and Council. We've had a lot of discussion on this topic. So really at this point on the second read, just looking for any further questions from Council, and if there's a motion to approve the Council strategic goals, which is the first detachment there, that would be fantastic.
Are there any questions for Mr. Bush? Okay, hearing or seeing none, do we have a motion?
I'll put a motion forward to approve the strategic goals.
Thank you.
I'll second.
All right, thank you. So we have a motion by Councilman Lavaca, seconded by Councilman McGoffin, to move ahead with the staff recommendations to approve the City Council strategic goals. Any more discussion or any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, same sign? Okay, motion carries. Moving on to new business, and this is a first read, so no action is required, and it is Ordinance 2019-22, the Union Cemetery Municipal Code Update. And I believe, Mr. Freiberger, are you going to do this one? It says it's from Nathan's Public Works, so I'm not sure.
Yes, So I've reviewed the changes proposed. They were prepared by Nathan Salcina and with Nikki Thompson's assistance or review. And Nikki can probably speak better to any details on that than I can. But basically, it's a major revamping of the ordinance relating to solid waste and cemetery, and that's about all I can say about it, to be honest with you.
Okay. Ms. Thompson, do you have anything you want to add to this?
So I'm happy to take any questions that people may have. Otherwise, it is a complete rewrite of the cemetery code that we hope modernizes the processes and the definitions and puts in place something that is more user-friendly.
All right, thank you. Are there questions? Yes, Councilman Allen.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, this is kind of hitting near and dear to me, so I perused it very carefully, and it just makes a lot of sense mm-hmm. to update everything. I don't know what codifies means, but other than probably to meet city codes, but... I read it very carefully, and I never found anything onerous in the.
Okay.
In the.
All right. Thank you. Is there anybody else? I just have a question. So I notice under it's actually on page 262. It's item 280.020, the admission to cemetery. And at one point, it says, number one, children are not permitted on the premises unless they're accompanied by an adult or supervised. And I think it might be beneficial if we specify age, because I think people might be confused. Do we consider 12-year-olds okay to be there on their own, or do they need to be supervised? I'm just wondering if we could specify an age.
Certainly. Typically, I would assume that, a child is anyone under the age of 18, but I'm happy to put an actual age in there at whatever age you would suggest.
I don't know if that's important to the council or not. You know, if so, I think Nikki would appreciate your input, but it was just something that as I read through it, it was a question that popped into my head. What defines a child? Is it age 8, age 12, age 15?
Madam Mayor, if I may, I would suggest 12 or younger. You know, I can see children going in there to visit a parent or a lost loved one, a grandparent or something like that. I don't think that we should stop that. You know, I mean, you're going to find older people or younger people in there possibly vandalizing or doing things they should do all the same, but we shouldn't restrict people from being able to. We're mainly looking at, like, should kids be in a cemetery by themselves at that old?
Okay.
I don't know. I lived across the street from, or right behind a cemetery. So I would go out and play in it at like 9 years old or whatnot. But.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anyone else? Councilman Diamond?
I would agree with Councilman Lavaca in that I think that most people that are going to go to the cemetery are going to pay respects to a loved one. And I don't think that we should discriminate by anybody that would be responsible enough to be able to walk there and go visit and to do that. 16-year-olds can drive and may take siblings and go pay their respects there as well. So I would agree at starting with, if we're putting an age on it, 12 and under.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Councilman Burns.
I'll agree with both of them. I think that's a good age.
Okay. Anybody, yes, okay. I'm getting a thumbs up. How about you, Councilman Allen? 12 or under would define a child?
We can amend it to that, yes.
Okay.
I think so.
All right, so I have six head nods here. Nikki, is that possible just to make that definition, define what that would be?
Yes, absolutely. I'll just add the words 12 and under, children 12 and under.
Okay.
Hey, Nikki, I have a quick question too.
Sure.
What happens if someone, you know, 12 years old gets injured or hurt on the property alone? Like from
so that's a very fair question. Typically, unless the city has done something or left something that is obvious, it should have immunity in that situation. And again, you know, it's sort of assumed that that children under the age of 18 are under the control of their parents and are only doing things that they're allowed to do or given permission to do. Not that I actually think that that's reality, but that's what's assumed. So theoretically, the city should have significant immunity unless there is some sort of latent defect or hazard that the city is aware of.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, if not, thank you, Nikki, for making those changes. And I'm assuming this will come back to us on the 28th, correct?
Yes.
All right. Okay, moving on to item number two, the renewal of interlocal agreement with Skagit County and Community Court. This is a first read. No action is required. We did hear from Community Court at our last council meeting, at the strategic work meeting. Mr. Bush, are you going to take this one?
Absolutely. And, yeah, this item and the next item on the agenda were presented together at the work session last week. And we had resources here from both the county and from our municipal court, both the judges. This particular item for community court really doubles the number of dockets on a monthly basis, slightly raises the fee for those dockets. And I'm not a subject matter expert, certainly, in community court, but I'm happy to run down any further questions the council may have and can talk about the fiscal impact from the city's perspective.
Okay.
Thank you. I did have a question, if that's all right, Madam Mayor.
Go ahead.
I don't, last week my hand didn't get picked on, but it was one of the things of how many are we seeing each month that are actually, or even throughout on annual basis, that are getting reformed. You know, even one is really good, tell you the truth, but just to get a number on seeing how many people have actually turned around and don't go forward into the actual system.
Okay. We'll see what we can run down on that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Do you just want to jump into the next one as well?
Absolutely, I can do that. So the next one, similarly, is a renewal of an interlocal agreement with the county, and this one is for probation services. And you may recall that this the rate for probation services doubled. And the reason for that was mentioned by Judge Howson is that the rates hadn't changed in many, many years. And so this is a necessary service for the city. We don't have a tremendous load of probationary clientele, so it would not make sense necessarily to provide the service in another way. So we're recommending approval, but right now just looking to take any questions the council may have. We can get more information for you on this as well.
All right. Any questions regarding the probation fees? Okay, hearing none, this will come back on the 28th. Thank you. Next item on the docket is Ordinance 2020-22, amending the Siege of Willie Municipal Code 1044020 to remove certain parking restrictions on Nelson Street. Mr. Freiberger.
Thank you, Mayor. This is actually a request of the Cedar Willie School District. Some years back, they had requested that parking be restricted along the north side of their property above where the gymnasium is on Nelson Street. They've found with the number of students driving to a school on a daily basis, they're just out of space. They've got problems with parking in private or areas abutting neighboring properties. And so they're just looking to develop or have the ability to park more students in the vicinity of the school. And quite frankly, it's not something we've enforced, so they've been parking there anyway. So that's what the background for this is. It's just to reverse what the district had requested before. For us, it's a simple matter of removing two or three signs, and business will just go on as usual.
Okay. Any questions? All right. No action required tonight. That's what I see on the...
Right. First read.
Okay. All right, perfect. Thank you. All right, that concludes our new business. We will now move into executive session. Executive session is to discuss potential litigation pursuant to RCW 4230110LI1I and the acquisition of real estate pursuant to RCW 4230110(1B), where public knowledge could cause increase in price. Action may be taken following the executive session. And as I understand it, 15 minutes is what we're hoping will be adequate for this. So we will now move into executive session. Thank you.
We're leaving our stuff here.
Not yet. This is closed session. I'm sorry, this is exec session. The next one is closed session after adjournment. Believe it or not, it matters. Why the state calls things that seem very similar, I don't know. I appreciate that.
Even though what's going on.
We're up 3-0 after the three batters.
Oh, nice.
No, it was Levenger. So we had a leadoff home run by Francis. Walked or I think he got a single, and then Pino came up and hit another home run. So it was 3-0 after 3. Well, you know,
we're in it.
Padres are a playoff team.
They were half game back yesterday.
To lose a game to them is like, okay.
It was two zip yesterday. Yeah, it wasn't horrible. I mean, it was one zip all the way to the
ninth inning. And is anything we've learned lately is, you know, going into the ninth inning with a deficit. I'm not turning off the TV.
He got a hit, so I was like, might have to get him.
Oh, did
but
he?
You can tell. Well, he got a hit.
In the ninth?
Lead off hit in the ninth. Yeah, last night.
It was funny, the crowd was standing up. They're like, here we go.
It's
nice. Lightning doesn't strike every night.
I can't move the roof of my convertible. At least I have to walk to put the carpet on. You can't.
you know, after starting off. So, I mean, I wrote the mayor's off after 2 months. Like, there we go. And then they turned into like, the best team in baseball since then.
Yeah, I kind of jumped back and watched when they won the 14 in a row or 15 in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got something going on here. And because they were back, and then it's like they're still back, but they.
It's like 97% chance of making the playoffs at this point.
Yeah, won't count your egg yet.
Oh, he sounds like a jaded Mariners fan.
Well, I've been there before. I've had plenty of time, but so close.
You know, it's the most disappointing one. Gosh, it's been several years now. 2017, maybe. They were right on the cusp. Might have been a little early, a couple of years earlier. They had a surprisingly good season, and they went to Toronto. And Toronto, I don't even think was a playoff team, or maybe they were fighting for the playoffs too. And Felix was on the mound. And he gave up 8 runs in the first inning. My income is Social Security. What the? And it just kind of made me think, maybe he wouldn't be any good in the playoffs because you know that's a playoff type situation, and for him to just come out shit.
I'm trying to remember. Plenty of times where it's like, oh, it's August. Hey, they're pretty close. We all jump on board and they're in the house.
Okay. It's been 20 years.
The added wild card spot helps a lot.
Yeah, if this was the 90s, they'd be out of luck.
Well, this is the first year they've had 3 wild card spots.
Well, right now they're in line for the first. Well, it's the second year that they've had 3. Didn't they have 3 or 5 last year? I think they had 5 last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
And they still did.
So the 3, so now they have 6 teams that are going in. They used to have it. I think the wild card used to be number 1 team gets a bye.
Oh, so is it going to be again this year?
This year nobody gets a bye. So this year.
So the last 2 in don't have to play a 1-game playoff?
You're right.
And if you go to
it's a 1-game playoff. That's the way it's been. They changed the rules every year. You know, they're not going to...
Big bags.
They're not going to allow the shift.
Yeah, that's going to be hard for a lot of teams. Like, that's going to be more offense.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Because the shift actually works quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Grant money or whatever.
Well, half the Mariners get shifted on. Probably half of every team, to be honest.
Yeah, really, all teams probably not.
And grilled cheese sandwich once a day is not going
to cut it. So there'll be a pitch timer, pitch clock.
Why I have to pay tonight?
Jeff Passens this morning said. He was asked, like, radio guy said, I'm not so sure about this pitch clock thing. I kind of like the tension of the in-between pitches. They asked him if he agrees, and he's like, watch a minor league game. You'll be sold after 20. So much better with the pitch clock.
The wild card is...
Take all that money, go gamble, lose weight, and then...
So so last year we only had 2 wild cards.
There was only 2?
Never again set foot in the United States.
But there was a 1-game playoff.
They played each other, and then they played division leaders.
Right.
Winner played division leaders.
Ecuador.
And the best record of the division leaders plays 4 seasons.
Oh, so what are we doing? So this year it's 3. So, yeah, you'll have 3 division leaders. We'll then play the 3 wild card teams?
Full wild card team.
Well,
So there's no one-game playoffs.
Steve Hendricks has been fired. You think about high school in any of those countries without being proven in any.
Tony looks younger.
See, we haven't said he got out. He's out of high school. What's the hell is that kind of
best record we'll see for Biden.
So it's language.
Top 10 good five. So at this point, it's the Yankees and the Astros.
Yeah.
My great grandparents came here from Norway.
So that's a full series.
They had one
language.
Wow.
Might be
a 5-year series.
How long are the playoffs going to go to November now?
Like in Indonesia, we ran into that.
I guess they're already going to November. They're going to go to Thanksgiving.
They had to run the language even to get
up there. Well, that was the fastest city council since Mike set the record back 8 years ago. So I'm going to take it. Here you go.
We leave it?
Yeah.
My left field is wild card.
What? Yeah, I don't have to be here. I don't want you to be here if you don't have to be here.
That's never going to happen. Never. Until we talk about this.
But he's not a bouncer.
Well, I'm kind of going to make him one here in a second because he's
deputizing.
Yeah, I know. So you're going to start taking
him. Wasn't in the plans. They lied to
us.
Does he even have a firearms license?
I'm waiting on
him. Where does it strike you as somebody who
probably does.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
It's a gun.
Yeah. I think it's good. This is if you're trying.
You know, I guess why
make
not?
Make it a thing.
You know, when the World Series is over, I kind of go like.
By the end, there was a lot
less.
Like wasn't worth much money.
Yard work.
Right.
So we step in the garage or whatever, and when it's done, they go do a project like that.
Baseball.
Every February, I my friend in Chicago that I grew up with, she's a White Sox fan. Mm-hmm. Send a text saying, like, you're home. Only 2 weeks to pitchers and catchers report.
it's. Well, they know playoffs.
They try to get them in as many as they can at night because there's more money for night games.
Right.
They'll probably put the smaller market teams during the day.
But Seattle. Toronto's still in, right? Or 10th pick?
That's how
it turns into dig in is because they'll be playing East Coast 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. If you want to later.
It's an 8 p.m. game there, then it's
5.
I like 5 o'clock. Like it has work and family.
It could be a 5 o'clock game over there or 7 before.
You know, our games have been different, but we get to games at 6:10. How long is 7 o'clock?
All right.
The rest of the season. It's all marketing. I think they were doing 710 because 710 Cairo was their sponsor. And now they're not. Maybe 610 has the scariest thing to be.
Regardless, if it's that late, I mean,
time they did one of these where they bought property, it was the iron skillet property. Nobody knew it. Everybody's upset.
Yeah, well.
They need to have open government.
I don't get to make that decision.
Yeah, I don't.
I'll pass the buck there. Tony, how you doing? I'm Tony.
Charlie Bush asked that I announce executive session will last another 5 minutes. Thank you.
Interesting why they do that. They get something good. And then just give up like the other, you know, the KMC, Morgan, on track, like a skater instead of being on tire, it's on track.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, they go for them. And I was in the testing department at the time, and I kept tearing around out there with it and get it off the track. And I said, well, this isn't going to work, guy. You've got to stay on the track.
Yeah.
Well, what's turning it like that? And I said, Walker's going to turn it like this. Come on, you guys.
Exactly.
And anyway, we fussed about it. I kept getting it off the track. They changed it. I still did it off the track. But anyway, they finally got mad, sold all the engineering to KMC. It's a Canadian outfit. And they fixed the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, they make those things.
Yeah.
And the Forest Service likes them. They make
know where Sunday Beach is, too.
Yeah.
Well, Sunday Farm, we have another farm. Cousin bought the farm from us, from my mom. They have the next farm over. Then he bought the Rhodes' farm. They own all that waterfront. They bought most all the tidelands out there. But they didn't want anybody to mess with them.
Yeah.
And then they gave like $10 or $12 million to the YMCA in Sandwich. They have wealth. Steve Jones. He doesn't have any kids. He knows what he has. And he rebuilt the house, the two farms. He built the houses and the barns. All the side on the barn, huge barns. We did it all. Just lean a little bit, scrape it all up there. Everything. House completely rebuilt. And they said empty. He did the work himself. And had one guy helped. They had a stock exchange or something like that.
Sid McIntyre after they sold the plant, he built a plant in Arlington to process plastic, you know, melt jugs and things like that. And of all the things, when he built this thing, and it worked great, but he couldn't remember that plant. No, there's too much.
Is that Tony out there? I didn't recognize you without a smile on your face, Tony.
Oh, nice.
That's yeah, cool. I'm carrying a tablet in here and whatever else. Usually stuff just accumulates because it's just a big bag.
Yeah.
Stuff's in the bottom that I find, you know, after a few minutes. And I'm like, oh, that's where that went.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. All right. It is 6:44, and we are back in session. And we did discuss two different items, and our attorney, Nikki Thompson, will read the first motion.
Thank you, Mayor. So the first motion that I would ask for is I move to authorize the mayor to sign a formal offer letter, including eminent domain language, for 603 FNS grade with a purchase price of $495,000.
Need a motion? Did it
say Madam Mayor, mm-hmm. Can I make that motion?
Yes.
Okay. It's made.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right, so we have a motion by Councilman Allen, a second by Councilman Councilman McGoffin. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. And we also discussed litigation, and I believe, Councilman Burns, you're making a motion.
I'm making a motion to authorize the attorney to issue a warrant of abatement for 202 Reed Street.
All right.
Madam Mayor, I'll second that.
All right. Thank you. So we have a motion by Councilman Burns, seconded by Councilman Allen, to move forward with the litigation. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, motion carries. So that is it for our meeting tonight. And, Council, we do have a closed session that we're going to be moving into after I adjourn. If there is anything for the good of the order, All right. So we are adjourned.